K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Well, mate, here we are, another week, another podcast, and it's going to be our last podcast for a while because we are on holidays officially in about 10 minutes' time. Once this podcast is done, about 20 minutes' time, we are going to be on holidays, and it feels so good.
Yeah, wrap this up. Get me out of here. I want to start my holidays. I'm going to be just ripping in for 6 weeks.
You got to do it. Absolutely. So, hey, speaking of ripping in and high-quality content, I'm going to be talking about how one person is making a lot of money, and it's to do with their farts. It is very funny.
That's why we're taking a break.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to talk about NFTs, and NFTs being sold for an extraordinary amount of money after getting it rather dirt cheap.
Oh, I love it. Enjoy the podcast. Benny, I make it so clear on our show that I'm a dog person.
Mm.
I've got Wags. He's a year old. He's a Groodle. I can't imagine life without him. He got his first haircut on Friday. He looks like a little different human, but I still love him just as much.
Doesn't look like a human. Can confirm that.
Well, he's got his personality, which is human-like, okay?
What about it makes him human-like?
Just everything.
Like, tell me one thing.
He'll nuzzle up to me in the mornings.
What human's doing that?
Well, humans do that.
Who's nuzzling up to you in the morning?
Anyway, mate, the Sydney Opera House. Sydney are doing some incredible things. The Sydney Opera House is forking out some big bucks to make sure that people eating and drinking around the iconic site aren't bothered by seagulls. Now, there is nothing worse than when you're down at the beach and people are throwing chips at seagulls.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
because they hang around.
Well, out of nowhere, you've got 200 descending on you.
Mm.
And you're just like, what's happened here?
And that's not a good time.
I was down in Queenscliff a couple of months ago now and had a mate just throwing chips above my head.
That's funny.
No, it wasn't funny.
This guy's a bully too.
I feel like he only ever bullies me.
Yeah,
no,
easy target.
I am the, is it like the brunt of all jokes or whatever?
The butt.
But I'm the butt of all jokes.
For him, yeah.
Whatever, I'll play the card. But when you've got like, I felt like I was Birdman. Like all these birds
That's
were attacking.
That's hilarious.
It wasn't.
That's actually funny.
So what the precinct in Sydney are doing is they're using a pack of 12 dogs. They've employed the dogs from a company called Mad Dogs, and they've done this over the last couple of years to try and keep the area free of seagulls, which is a great idea.
It's a great initiative, but this company, Mad Dogs, geez, you've sparked my attention here.
Yeah.
What other business do they partake in?
It's very weird.
Seems like a very niche market.
Because they've got 12 dogs as well.
We have 12 attack dogs. That's it.
So their contract has been renewed. So they've been running for 2 years. $376,000 they're getting paid.
Wow.
Just over a year to shoo seagulls away. So pretty much that's just
so much money for
that's a couple of people walking dogs around Sydney Harbour.
That's your dream job.
And making sure they stay away.
And all you need to do is know how to say, get him.
Yeah.
Get him.
Yeah.
Go and get him.
The company's owner and dog trainer, James Webb,
is laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, 100%. Says,
I can't believe people pay me for this.
While it might be a lot of money, it's definitely worth it.
Oh.
I could let one dog go loose at Sydney Harbour, Wags, and I'm happy to do it for free because he comes home tired.
But I could do it without the dog.
Oh, you just running
I could just run wildly, go, shoo, shoo, pay me the money.
You can't run. You could do a speed walk at best, and you'd last about 3 minutes.
Fair enough, too. I would fatigue really quickly.
Benny, we spoke earlier about riding push bikes, and do you have a push bike?
I do have a push bike. It's more of a mountain bike.
Okay. Do you ride it often?
Oh, not really. It's a nice idea because my brother lives so close, but
jump on the bike. It's still illegal, though, to be have had a drink and then ride a push bike.
Who said anything about drinking?
No, I think people...
No, I'm just saying.
I was
just saying.
Don't hop on a bike and then, you know, after a few drinks.
No, exactly right. Be responsible. Just like everything you should be doing.
Good. When you are riding your push bike, what are you wearing? Are you a Lycra kind of man?
No, I'm not.
It wouldn't surprise me. Give it 4 years, I reckon. You will be in Lycra.
You reckon?
I just got a feeling you'll hit a phase and you're going to just...
No, because I own an exercise bike.
I know, but for whatever reason, I could see you riding down.
I am a phase
to
a, man.
You are.
I'm a big phase man.
You'd get your Lycra. It would be so confronting, and you'd be riding down to the cafe, strutting your stuff with your little clip-in shoes going...
Don't mind me, just a small macchiato, please.
Oh, thank you very much, mate. But this is what sort of rubs me up the wrong way. Fitzroy locals, they have all congregated on their bikes.
Mm-hmm.
There's my first problem.
Of course, that's number one.
Congregating on bikes. Don't ride two abreast. You can ride single file. And if you're congregating like they say they are in Fitzroy, I've got a huge problem.
It's not okay.
Please single file.
Yep.
They're not in the Lycra, though. They're in their birthday suits to take part in an annual nude ride. Oh, did you during the week?
I did see that because I looked to my left and I looked to my right and they were there.
And you thought, hang on, what's going on here?
No,
is everyone so naked on their push bikes?
So now, what was it about?
So pretty much their goal was to create sort of awareness around body positivity and to raise awareness of how vulnerable cyclists can be on the road. So they say...
Well, hang on. Two very different causes. Like, pick one.
Anyway.
You can't just be an activist for everything.
They're saying, we say to car drivers, if we ride naked, can you see us now? Because,
but also, I'm feeling confident in my body.
Well, mate, pretty much. Pretty much.
Pick a cause. Yeah. You can't have everything.
I'm just thinking, one, imagine the chafage. And two, you would just be so sore everywhere.
And look, I know you want drivers to see you, but like that would keep my eyes off the road.
too much.
Oh my goodness.
No. We play Lotto every Thursday night.
Mm.
Still can't believe we haven't won it. Like, we
not
win
even
the 10
anything
bucks.
Good. Like, something, give us like $100 or something.
I'd be happy with anything over 100.
Yeah, just to motivate us.
Keep
us going.
So,
but it's going to be that way.
Imagine waking up to $1.43 million in your bank account.
But you play random numbers, don't you?
Have to.
Yeah, no, you don't have
to. That is just, I love going random.
Yeah, okay.
It's so much better going random than your fixed numbers.
Yeah, no, I like my fixed numbers because then I know.
They mean something, but it takes away the specialty from them when 18 and 21 and 3 aren't
gonna
coming
see,
up.
Like, there's going to be a week where you see a row of numbers and go, geez, they're all my birthdays.
To be honest, I don't even look at the numbers.
Neither do
I. Just look at the app and be like, didn't win any money.
I just wish my family were born on different days.
Yeah. it's their problem.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Mate, a lady has woken up to $1.43 million in her bank account.
Wow.
The self-employed mum, she's got a 5-year-old.
Wow.
She did not know what to do.
Now, withdraw it. 100%. Get it out of your bank as quick as you can.
Now, she didn't win Lotto, though.
What'd she do?
She did not win Lotto. The money was
bank
transferred
error.
Into her account.
Oh, get it out. See, you see that money in there, get it out.
You hear these stories all the time.
100%. You put it straight and go, sorry, I didn't do it.
This time last year, a woman who prefers to be unnamed checked her bank account
to find
that money.
We'll call her a idiot.
She said that the experience was amazing, incredible, and bizarre, yet at the same time, a nightmare. Now, originally, she spent just over $37,000 of this money.
Oh.
She then waited 15 months, so over a year. Over a year, and then she opted to report herself in.
That's so not your responsibility.
It got by for 15 months.
Withdraw the money. Take it out. Put it into another bank.
Do
get
whatever
the
you want to do.
Oh, flee the country.
It's been 15 months. They haven't come sniffing.
And
you've already spent the money.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Just take it out of your account.
It annoys me so much.
Yeah, 100%.
I've been paid an extra...
Actually...
At a job I was at, I've been paid an extra, you know, 100 or 200 bucks a fortnight. Over the fortnight.
Yeah.
Not here.
No, not at K-Rock.
At another job.
We don't get paid cash here.
Do you reckon I'm a whistleblower being like, oh, you've given me too much money?
A whistleblower.
Absolutely not.
Well, I'm underpaid for everything I do in my life. If you're going to pay me more, then I bloody well deserve it.
100%.
Maybe not a mil, but, you know, a couple extra bucks.
Benny, we are on school holidays. We're loving it. We've earned it. It's 11-week term. People think, oh, 11 weeks, you know. I'd be stoked to get 6 weeks holidays, but 11 weeks. I think a lot of people now sympathise with us after the whole homeschooling debacle. Or not debacle, but the homeschooling situation.
I love that you're seeing going, oh, I think people, you know, they get it. You know, we worked 11 weeks. You know, we had a 6-week break. Yeah. They're sitting there going,
We bloody well work every single week and we only get 4 weeks for the year.
So, right, if you're in that position...
Bad luck.
Sucks to you. No, but if you're chasing a little bit of side coin, which we are over the school holidays.
Oh, definitely. After recent events.
yes. A reality,
we won't talk about that.
A reality TV star has been raking in the cash with her bizarre side hustle. Now, we're washed up reality TV stars, so this is right up our alley.
Absolutely.
Stephanie Mato appeared on the show 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh.
Have you heard? So it's like the equivalent to a Married at First Sight, but it's over in the UK.
Yeah. Oh, in the UK.
It's over in the
UK. There's a US one as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Big Ed.
Oh,
get around Big Ed.
Never heard of it.
Really?
Maybe it is in America. I'm not quite sure. But what she does...
No, I didn't research.
What she does is, and you hear about this stuff all the time, is she's selling her farts inside a jar. Yeah. Oh, I know. Now, it seems ridiculous. How much do you reckon a fart in a jar goes for? Like, this is so bizarre.
I'm not sure I want to play along.
Play along. How much do you reckon a fart in the jar is going for?
$30.
Yep, no win.
Can we use another word?
Oh, pop off. Fluffy. How much? Yeah, so you think
a fluffy in a jar.
You reckon a fluffy in a jar goes for $30?
Yep.
You are so far off the mark, it's not even funny. $1,400 a fluffy in the jar goes for.
Wow.
See, she says to produce that many fluffies, because she's making nearly $70,000 in a single week.
What's her diet like?
So this is what it is.
Oh, you've got it.
She likes to eat beans, a protein muffin, some hard-boiled eggs, a protein shake, and some yogurt.
You need the banana diet.
That's just for breakfast.
Wow.
She says she also adds a flower petal to the jar because she feels like the fart attaches its scent to it and it will last for longer.
Well, I've got a couple of KK presents that I haven't quite bought yet. Where can I find the details? Do they have express shipping?
It's Andy and Ben on K-Rock. Good morning, Geelong and the Surf Coast.
What if she pushes too hard? Does it fall off? What I'll tell you about this is we're going to do a bit of kickbacking and relaxing because we are playing this.
Andy and Ben's Tell Him He's Dreaming.
What's he asking?
150.
Tell him he's dreaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kicked back. And I'm always scared. Yeah. I'm too relaxed at the moment.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Hello, are we on the air? NFTs. That's how scary it is.
NFTs, what do you know about them?
Oh, non-fungible tokens. We've spoken about these before. We spoke about a yacht the other day.
Yeah.
That was in a virtual world that sold for just under $1 million. Now, people who are buying yachts in a virtual world for just under $1 million, you've got too much money.
You've got far too much money.
Yeah.
An NFT, I want to know how much it's gone for. It's one of 10,000 digital copies of the artwork.
Mm-hmm.
But every one of the 10,000 has a minor variation on it. So it's all the same photo, the bored ape, but they're all a little bit different.
The bored ape?
Bored ape.
Yep.
So it's a bored ape.
Yep.
So I'll tell you the number. Like, it's number 3,547.
Yeah.
I want to know how much it sold for.
How big is it? How big is the artwork?
It's an NFT, so you can make it as big as you want.
Oh! Sorry. Yeah.
How big's your TV?
Duh. Yeah. Oh, it's an NFT, so make it as big as you want. Mm. You wouldn't be coming with me if it wasn't a big one. I'm going to say 120,000.
Incorrect. Now, the reason I've brought this to the table is that it's worth $300,000
for
an NFT.
Yeah.
So you're not too far away.
Yeah.
But a fat-fingered typing error has seen the piece being sold for $3,000.
Oh, no.
They have forgotten to place a zero.
Oh, no.
And an automated account that is looking for these artworks snapped up the piece.
Hang on, how many? All of them?
No, this
or
one
or just
piece,
one?
For $3,000. And automatically put it back online for $250,000.
So made what?
$240,000 for doing
absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
How good would that be?
Oh my gosh.
What are you doing though that you can automatically just search for NFTs? Like, who has that type of tech ability?
People that are buying and selling NFTs.
Mate, where did we go wrong?
I can list about five or six different things.
Yeah, that is very fair. Oh, well, I tell you what, some say you've saved the best till last. And then people might be scratching their head saying, well, if that's the best, maybe you need to do another podcast next week.
It's not your last thing.
But hey, come on, shall we do this?
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
You can have it, mate.
Benny, thank you very much. My thought this week, it comes from celebrating and partying.
Of course.
And why is it that when you celebrate and party, that you lose your voice? You know the saying, oh, you've lost your voice, or you've got a croaky voice.
Yeah.
Why does that happen? Because you can...
Is that where your voice is gone?
It's gone.
Are you a woohoo girl?
I left it...
Woo! A party!
Well, maybe a woohoo boy, but left it at the dance floor on Friday night, and it has not returned since.
Yeah, will you go and pick it up?
Well, I'm trying to find it, but I can't find it anywhere. But why do you lose it?
Well, because obviously your vocals get a workout, and you're not getting enough rest.
But then how does it come back?
How do you get in rest? You're not screaming at the moment, are you?
So you're saying...
It's nice to have you down at this point.
So you're saying all I need to do is stop talking for a couple of weeks?
A couple of months.
Months.
A couple of months, and it'll come right back.
Well, we'll do that.
But don't try it out until a couple of months has passed.
So we'll stop talking now, and who knows when the podcast will come back.
See ya!
See ya!
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.